Warning, this game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents...
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Iconoclast, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. That scared me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. My atonement has come. My atonement has come.
The Jeff Bot episode came out this week, Jeff.
Which Jeff Bot episode?
The first Jeff Bot episode.
Ah.
If you haven't listened, Jeff, where is that board? You can take it back if you really want.
I have the board. I don't have a mic.
Oh, well, I can get you a mic if you want one.
No, I'm enjoying Jeff Bot.
Jeff has started interrupting, but he was tired of recording on his computer because it sucks to edit because it's not a great mic. So now he's using AI that we have dubbed Jeff Bot.
Nice.
That is in control.
I already like it more than ChatGPT already.
Because it has already made several sarcastic quips, I believe, directly at Schroeder in the first minute of the episode.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
What did I do?
I have no idea.
You were yourself.
So he had to crank it the fuck up because I was not talking into the mic. I was going off on some tinfoil hat conspiracy theory rant.
Yeah.
And like I must have hit record and was standing next to the computer yelling across the room because I'm clearly echoing. And like we finally wrap up after talking for like 10 minutes. And Schroeder goes, and you could cut all that out now. And it's like, look at me. I am the captain now. Jeff Bot does as Jeff Bot wills.
Nice. That's good. Oh, that's
this
really
will not
good.
Be cut.
Nice.
So I was just trying to do the nice thing and be like, and you can just cut all that.
Yeah.
Trying to save
I'm like,
time,
no.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like, look at me. I am the captain now. Jeff Bot will not cut this. What did Katie say? She wants me to put him in the show notes from here on out saying that Jeff Bot in the description is the arbiter of truth. So anyway.
So it's been a while.
I hate how every fucking episode we record is like, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because for the audience, it was last week.
Yep.
I mean, for us, it's been 2.5 months, but for the audience, it was last week.
Yeah, was it before Thanksgiving? It was.
I think so.
You're right.
Yeah.
And for Spencer, it's been even longer because he wasn't here that episode, that recording.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We met just before Christmas and didn't record a fucking thing.
No, we just sat and talked for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Got way too drunk. That was fun.
I learned that I like Kraken rum that night.
Yeah. That was really good.
I have similarly started to enjoy Kraken rum. It's because I really want to play Pirate Borg. And so I bought that bottle going, we're going to play Pirate Borg and we're going to have rum. I need to go buy another bottle of Kraken because I've been drinking it copiously while working on work in the evenings.
Nice.
So anyway.
That's why the rum's always gone.
Yeah. Although I did find a band that sings pirate-themed music that talks about stealing all of their rum. It's quite good. I'll have to send it around. The band, what's the band called? Ailstorm is their name.
Nice. Epic.
They're going to be in Indianapolis on like April 20th or some shit. I'm like, yeah, of course they are.
Yeah. If the tickets and the beer are cheap, I'm there.
No, like they sing songs about what's the other one that they really got? They've got something about going down to Mexico for a donkey show and getting fucking wasted and eating a bunch of tacos. And I'm like, these guys just seem like they'd be fun to party with. Anyway, back to Iconoclasts. It is May 8th. Today, Captain Dan arrives in Baghdad. Kazim and Hastings are on their way to London. They will arrive tomorrow. You've got some people training. You've got a contact with the NSA who's looking into Irene because you thought you needed leverage there. You continue to research. That's one of the things that I was going to do. Jeff brought up a point and I looked at something and I don't know that I ever made a role that would be important to you guys. It's because you didn't quite go about it the way that I expected, but I got into it and I probably should have credited you with a role that is in it. Because the museum, you have been relatively open and honest with the Baghdad Museum about the tablets, and there's some back matter in here that I didn't necessarily credit for. So I made a roll because you had asked before we started recording about if you had an idea about what you had in terms of winds unknown to Adad, and I said no because you haven't met the research time, but it suggests that the museum would be very interested and would help with some of the cataloging, even if they're not doing all the direct translating. So there's a role I can credit with knowing what you do and do not have, even if you don't have it fully translated. So when they arrive in London, you would have a good idea of what you do and do not have.
Oh, okay.
So you do have that in your pocket.
Cool.
Nice.
So if they can obtain staff cooperation, blah, 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 mechanics, it takes X number to complete the survey of the collection, confirm its connections in terms of overall winds unknown to Adad, and begin to deliver translations. You can collect photographs and translations. Obviously, they're wanting to keep the tablets as much as possible at the Iraqi Museum. They don't really want you guys going anywhere with them because they are a significant find. So I don't know if you'll have to fight them over that.
We've kept most of them off site.
That's right. Maybe that's why I didn't credit you with that role. I forgot about that.
No takesie backsie.
Yeah, too late. Yeah, I said it.
We had the one research assistant that was helping us. So
Right. It tells me that it takes a team to get that role.
Yeah. And I know that we have some on site because we talked about offing that research assistant.
So yeah, you've got Un research assistant. That's right. You are keeping them off site, which is one of the reasons why maybe I didn't give you that role. But it does give me a time frame of how long it would take to figure that out. So you have some of that. But if you're not taking it at the museum, I can't give you all of it because you don't have a team.
But that's you already did.
Just like Cody to give us something and just take it right freaking back. Cody.
Jeff just cut the part where he took it back away.
Yeah.
A thorough survey requires a massive effort by dozens of experts. As great as Captain Dan is, I don't know that I would qualify him as an archaeological expert.
Nor 24 of them.
looks old to me.
Last time I checked, dozens means at minimum 24. So anyway, that's where you're at. Captain Dan, the archaeological expert that he is, has arrived in Baghdad, and that's where we're at on May 8th.
By now, I would really like Al Rabini to be looking into things that might have gone on in Mosul within the last couple of days.
Okay. As in
the 6th was the new moon. Mm. If something happened around the new moon, I'd like to know if that is actually significant.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. Father of War should have been the most active then.
So scanning SIGINT, essentially. Mm-hmm. Al Rabini can be doing that.
Okay. No role right now. Just room. I'm gonna put in some notes. Okay. That Al Rabini is looking into.
We're testing moon theory.
I'm gonna write that down in my notes and forget what it means.
Light theory. Actually, light theory.
True. Testing light theory.
Do we want to start while he's doing that, building our infiltration team into Mosul? Like,
actually, go ahead and make a roll. Just let me know if you pass or fail.
Pass.
And what did Al Rabini pass? What is it, Sigan?
Yeah. Did we should any ticks that need to go up?
Oh, yeah.
I see check marks. Mm.
Good call.
D4 minus one?
Yes.
I'm not going to. I'm going to note the pass. We'll get to it in a little bit.
Were you the one that had Werner?
Who?
You.
I don't know.
These don't look like ticks. These look like pluses. Those are from training.
There was some of that, yes.
The it's marked out, and then it's...
Circle M?
Yeah, it's M circle 44.
Inside Mosul.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because he did some training or something.
It was in, like, Humint or something like that?
Humint and Navigate.
Yep. So we're sending Werner, Captain Dan, Jennifer, and who else into Mosul?
I think it's the only people that are available.
Nasser. That's Nasser. Yeah. He should go. Four people. It's reasonable to smuggle in.
Yeah, I think that's a good. Any more, you draw too much attention.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume white lady, black lady, academic, and tech guy should probably not. So that makes sense.
Yep.
Now, the only issue, if Olsen doesn't go, how are we going to get an Elder Sign in there?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know how to use it anyway yet.
Yeah.
We don't even know if it's actually the key to.
We don't. He said that it makes a better, was it a better flak jacket than a?
No.
No, it makes a piss poor flak jacket.
Piss poor flak jacket.
It makes a great seal for a door, I believe.
Okay.
But it makes for a piss poor flak jacket.
Elder Sign patches were not a thing for our plate vests, sadly enough.
I still like the idea of carving it into the tips of bullets, but
banishing rounds. hearts.
That there's holy water.
But yeah, how are we going to figure out what the Elder Sign actually does with this shit?
I think this kind of, the way I feel about this game is that this is the kind of thing we got to find out one way, and that's the hard way. It's like, am I wrong about that?
Well, when teaching it or trying to teach it, what did Mary expend?
Willpower.
Willpower. Yep. I went down from 13 to 11.
Okay.
But that, that's been days.
Yeah, willpower comes back. Oh, you should go yeah. back up.
Comes yeah. back up with bed rest, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a D6 per day or something like that.
I don't know if it's that much.
I don't remember.
I don't
remember. I know it was a dice roll.
I'll look it up.
And all she really learned was that she could put more into it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What it did, if anything, was not determined.
To metagame a little bit, when he said put more into it, was it like you could expend more willpower?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It was tapping into something, and she realized that she could give it more oomph.
Yes, Jeff is correct. 1d6 after you get a full night's sleep.
Remind me of the mechanics of willpower. Is there a certain threshold below you drop and you have problems, or if you go to zero, you're dead, or what? How does that work?
No, it's just, it's exhaustion.
Gotcha. So
probably unconscious.
Okay.
And an agent whose willpower hits 1 or 2 has an emotional breakdown. The agent suffers a minus 20 penalty to all actions until it arises above 2. An agent whose willpower hits 0 collapses, completely incapacitated and perhaps unconscious. The handler controls your agent until willpower returns to 1 or higher. Any agent with 0 willpower cannot succeed at any tests, including sand tests.
Human vegetable.
Gotcha.
So yes, you could put more into it.
These characters don't have magic power. Because I've had a character hit 0. Whether it was magic power, wasn't it?
What are we talking about?
When I passed out during the chicken ritual.
That was Call of Cthulhu, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was just saying that these characters.
That was magic points.
Magic points, yeah.
Yeah, you lose consciousness at 0, I believe.
We're sacrificing chickens to raise this thing to fight another thing, and we couldn't fuck anything up, and not realizing that the ritual casting took magic points from your characters.
Please tell me your name was Colonel Sanders.
No, but yeah, my characters.
Spices and seasoning.
My character's max magic points was only 4, which is the amount that it took from you. So somebody had like made a critical success, like dex check to catch the chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice.
Spice is blood. Seasoning is more blood.
You fit so well into a Call of the Well, the best
I'm here
part
for my creepy storytelling. I'm not here for my understanding of rules or narrative. Or
the best part about all of this is I just listened to, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Dan Cummins. He's a comedian, but he's got a podcast called Time Suck, and he just goes into all different kinds of things, from cults to murders to just like biographies of crazy, like awesome people. And he did the life story of Colonel Sanders, and I listened to it like this week.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden, Colonel Sanders comes up.
So there's where you're at.
Harlan Sanders.
So what do we need to do mechanically from here?
Because I think we have our team.
Go into Mosul, be big damn heroes, win the game.
Cool. So are we just going to drive in town and be like, I got papers? Or are we coming up with something better?
I think if the Peshmerga have not gotten back to us. That's about
it. How long has it been since we've spoken with him last? Do you have it written down?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Let's see. They said they were going to work on it.
And everybody's training right now anyway.
Yeah.
So we just let days roll.
Oh, we've got London to play out.
We can play London.
Days go by and still I think about you.
How long before we get to London?
Tomorrow.
We can monitor SIGINT outside of Mosul in the meantime.
Yep.
And
whatever you guys can do in Baghdad. I don't know that there's much.
Yeah. If
help out the assistant.
We think Mary should try some more voodoo shit, then
teach Captain Dan the Elder Sign.
Yeah,
that would be good. Yeah,
especially since
we'll try and make one.
Didn't we determine that we could not teach it though?
No, we determined that she didn't learn it.
Oh, okay.
We didn't determine that it couldn't be taught. We know it can be taught because it was taught to you
by a cowboy.
Yeah, but you don't know if he gave you magic. You know what I mean?
You still haven't even tried it. He could have fed you a line of bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried it.
You tried to teach it to somebody, or did you try and make
it? It's
one?
Like, it's no, like in the first process. Asshole who's wearing ballistic armor. Just stand over there, Pete, and let me shoot at you. Well, that worked. Let me go up in caliber.
Although we did not summon any beasties, so that was a positive thing.
He just taught you the glow stick ritual.
Everything's going to be all right.
I cast EDC.
So yeah, you guys let me know. Otherwise, I can roll some days on by.
Roll it.
Okay, what do we need to do for Olsen to train Captain Dan?
Same thing we did before.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't know either. I'm going to look at the book and hope that I remember what we did last time.
We drew it.
That sounds like a fun spell.
On something.
Prayer to the dark.
What was his name?
No, I inscribed Randall it in Flag? The air. That's what we did.
Yeah.
We didn't put it on anything when I was trying to teach it to. I just inscribed it in the air.
It was the Dark Tower series, right?
Well,
the stand. Couple different
things, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's true.
Yeah, I think we should try putting it on something this time. Maybe the museum's got some type of insignificant containing vessel or some kind that we can use.
I mean, it doesn't have to be on like a vessel or anything. It can be on anything.
Put it on one of the chests that has tablets in it.
There you go.
See if it opens up into a void.
God. Well, that part of the book's gone.
Oh, no, I see what you mean. Yes. Do it on a container to see if it does. If
you see, it has any dimensional effects.
Yeah.
I
do see what you mean. Yes.
Just buy a plastic tote on the way in. Stop by a local Walmart.
There you go.
Tupperware. I believe that you just gestured in the air before.
Yes. Yes.
I only create my pocket dimensions in Tupperware brand Tupperware.
Make sure you burp your demons.
Oh man!
So, what was your preference, the olive green or the bright orange Tupperware?
Bright orange,
always, all day.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. So, what are you going to inscribe this on? What's the plan?
Rubbermaid tote. I like that.
Here for it. As long as we get sponsored by Rubbermaid.
That's it. All right.
I've placed place your brand name here.
Yeah. I only want to be sponsored by obscure things that no longer have relevance or that is so ridiculous. Can we be sponsored by, like, I don't know, fucking Quaker Oats?
Hey.
Orville Redenbacher popcorn. There
you go. It's relevant in my life.
Chimney Sweeps.
Can we be there you
sponsored
go.
Sponsored by Chimney Sweeps? Oh, fuck me.
Just find random local businesses ready.
So Olsen knows it, right?
Sponsored by Dice Guns.
Fuck yes! I just like selling guns.
It'd be perfect for Iconoclast.
It really would. Yeah. Like, Delta Green in general, man.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Like,
not just because of the guns. That dude was fucking creepy. Yeah.
We should just make fake, like, sponsored ads and put them in our shows.
They used to do that back when.
Yeah.
Dustin used to do them. They were really good, actually. Yeah.
We should just do that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Like, Dustin's buy here, sell here. And he just we sell whiz bangs and flame. And I don't remember, you know, roadkill. And yeah, he used to put in ads.
Yeah.
Okay.
All read in the voice of Jeff Bott.
I just love to sell guns.
Or it should be like ads for cults.
If anyone is listening who is not in the Hoosier State and does not know Don's Guns, 100% look up old ads for the gun shop Don's Guns in Indianapolis.
I don't care about making money. I just love to sell guns.
And then he wiggles his fingers very creepily.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
So I told one of the comic guys that I talk to quite frequently, I want him to start doing that because he sells comics like very cheap. That's kind of his shtick. And he's like, I just love selling comics. I'm like, bro.
Watch this. Adopt this character.
Because that's the thing. He'll start off the show and he'll be like, yeah, this comic. He's like, this is 10 bucks. That's not 10 bucks. That's $5. And then like Spencer will ask 20 minutes later. He's like, what'd I say that was? $4. It's $4. Like he just, you know what? Here, I'll just throw it in with this other comic for $5. It's fine. Like he just has so many of them. He doesn't care. What is Olsen going to attempt to inscribe the Elder Sign?
Oh, dear Lord.
What tool is she going to use?
Well, we need something portable, right? We got to be able to carry it.
Yep. I would say like a Yeti cooler.
Thermos. Oh, God, we're using a thermos right now.
It's coming back around.
Yeah. This coffee is still hot 48 days later.
Oh, man.
This eldritch horror is still horrible.
The best part is that's literally a joke that you had talked about using the thermos in this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Katie brought it up, actually. She said it should be a t-shirt. Somebody said something about how you can't just wrap an eldritch being with tinfoil or something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was
you just can't. You can't just tinfoil hat the situation.
You can't just cover the shit in tinfoil. So you have any suggestions over there? I've been giving you time to think.
Wait. Let's think about this.
I was hoping someone would.
The amphora was reflective because of light. That was a vital part of the amphora. So we need something reflective.
Okay.
Wait, how is it reflective?
It was bronze.
Bronze. And the light was actually what inhibited it.
So we honestly, something like, shiny. Like a really stainless shiny. Like a stainless steel container, like a stainless steel growler, literally. I mean, like, that's, it doesn't need to literally be a growler, but it just needs to be something that we can, it's large enough that we can carry, that's lightweight and reflective. Like, exactly, like that.
Without the water stains.
Yeah, so we're going to search the museum for that.
I imagine there's a market in Baghdad that you could go or purchase somewhere.
You could go purchase something. We can hand wave that.
Okay.
Nice. It is an amphora shaped reflective material.
He wants to sell you this weird golden cube as well.
Awesome.
Fucking pinhead. Okay, so Captain Dan is going to observe this situation and attempt to learn.
Yes.
Somebody like to play Captain Dan?
I got him.
Okay.
It's your boy. Roll well.
Now, previously, I don't remember who Mary was trying to teach
Hastings.
Before.
Hastings.
Yep.
There had been like a conversation that talked about it. Are you just going to, what are you going to do?
No, I'll try to explain it to the best of my knowledge to Captain Dan first.
No, it's not just going to be a, hey, look at this.
What do you see?
Here, hold my beer.
What's a star on it?
Now I really want to play like a like Kentucky moonshiners dealing with Eldritch horrors.
Mm. I'm sure there's something about the Appalachia.
I was literally about to say the Appalachian wilderness is...
The old gods of Appalachia.
Thank you.
The Shutter Mountains. But I want to do a one shot where like moonshiners come across the Mego or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Billy Bob, what's that over there?
The guys from the future?
No, the Mego are the bugs that we ran into in
Neptune, wherever they're at.
You were in that one. No, you weren't. It was the one that Lucas ran.
Harvest?
Mego are bug-like creatures.
No.
They're the ones who
You are thinking of the ones who had the ancient culture in Antarctica. Think time travelers?
Yeah. Lightning guns.
The predators?
Fuck, I can't think of what they are right
the
now.
The Yith?
That sounds right.
I don't know.
Mary, give me an int by five roll.
Not five
under 75.
Nice. So you got this bottle. She's electronics.
Is that your knee?
Yeah.
What all is she?
Yep. She has,
She's good at SIGINT, electronics. I think she's good at human.
Surveillance,
bureaucracy.
What was the, they used something specific for her though. I'm trying to find it.
It's just SIGINT. IMS eye catchers.
You begin speaking to Major Dan and, or Captain Dan.
Captain.
Sorry. It's Major Man.
Get it right.
Captain Dan. Captain Dan, it starts off very, like, think about trying to explain how a spell works or something like this. Like there's no frame of reference.
Right.
Okay. And so you try and sort of objectively talk about it. You try and start to abstractly talk about it. And then what's really interesting is Mary starts to use a lot of, computer jargon. And it starts to sort of swim in her brain a little bit. I don't know that Captain Dan has any expertise in any of that, but something clicks with you in that it's a language that you understand. It's a language you're familiar with. It's a language you're used to building or creating or manipulating. You start explaining it in terminology that's like SQL or like, I don't
know. Yeah. We're programming now, boys.
it makes sense to you. You were at first, you're trying to describe it like an artist. Like you draw a line and you draw a box, but as you start to think about it, you're like, no, it's like it's strings of code with a flow. Nice. I don't know if that makes fuck all sense to Captain Dan.
No, but I like that. That's kind of cool.
Like you,
int call
and there's a
elder sign. Define variable, father of war.
There's something there, though. It something clicks. In this discussion you guys are having leading up to it, something clicks. You're not sure what, but that's what you get out of it.
Captain Dan just grunts. Mm.
No, Jeff is imagining Olsen creating a digital trap for this thing, but I'm not sure how that would work.
Can you imagine if that entity had access to the internet? It's just trapped in a device, and then all of a sudden,
oh shit!
Worst clickbait ever.
Yeah. The whole world's a vector now.
So yeah, there's the, you all have to stop her because she's getting a little frantic. Like it just makes so much sense when you explain it as, and it doesn't necessarily have to be code, because I don't I don't know necessarily that I read her background as code, but if you do, that would work. But even just pathways and electronics and the flow of electricity and sound waves.
So is she getting any revelation from this, or does she need to like sit down and play with it, or does she made any conclusions? Or
if you keep asking questions like that, he's gonna make you roll sand.
Roll sand. No,
don't give the man ideas. I'll roll it.
Not yet. Sitting down and playing with it, thinking about it. I want you. You know, you guys interact as characters. I might give you some more rolls, but I was gonna give you that much from there.
Okay.
So I'm presuming you two are talking it out. The four of you can talk it out as the two characters. So if there's more that you want to discuss on that avenue. But I think that those are great lines of inquiry. Is there an electronic device? Why does it make sense to you as a sense of code or waveform or flow of electricity? Why does it? Why does that help?
Can I see that?
Yep.
There's a bottle of waters in the back. Probably one of those. Lots pop. Decent amount of beer. Some Gatorades and some Capri Suns.
Thanks, sir.
My son is obsessed with the dollar bills you keep putting in.
Those are my notes on the back of that.
Yeah.
That term should be on there somewhere, I think, for those shackles.
Maybe.
I forgot those were.
No.
Must have been my other notes.
Yeah, there's nothing on here about the Shigash stuff.
Your leg's too slow. Code, signals.
It's not just code, it's electronics.
It's
is what you said.
Communication.
She has craft electronics.
All right, so if it's...
I wonder if she did try and craft something that she knew how to make, if she'd be able to build that into it.
We've been assuming that this Elder Sign does something to the Father of War. What if instead of doing something to the Father of War, it's telling something to the Father of War?
I mean, the only thing I assumed that it was doing to the Father of War was creating a barrier.
Right, but what if it's not doing that? What if it's not actually affecting him and he's simply reading it or it, whatever it is?
Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
So we're thinking put it on a lid and trap him and it seals him. Mm-hmm. But perhaps that's not what seals him. Perhaps it's its fear of what that represents and what that says to him. I think her revelation right now was that we've been looking at it wrong.
Okay.
We thought it was this implement of power, of something that we could use as a weapon, when in fact it's just a relation to something else that's going to prevent. So I still don't know how we can use that, but...
Well, I think you're going down the right path, and I'm thinking... In terms of game mechanics, can he make an int roll to draw conclusions?
I think if you guys go along far enough, then yeah, I would give some more. But I
this is an interesting path, and I think going down this path of, it's basically like you're saying, it's the creature's interpretation of that symbol, not necessarily the symbol inherently affecting the creature.
Right.
Okay. But, it's what the symbol represents.
Yeah.
Going down that same path, what if we're thinking about the amphora the wrong way? What if this wasn't one whole, the lid, the seal, and the amphora were not
two pieces of the same thing?
Right. What if the amphora was its own thing and this seal was stuck in the top? Him talking at the beginning of the game about genies. The genie's lamp is the genie's lamp.
Yep.
What if you could seal the genie in?
Did anything happen with the...
It's buried in the bunker.
No. The thing that we were inscribing on. Or have we done it yet?
No, you were having the conversation prior.
We were just talking about it.
Yeah. I think that, so the first conversation, like I said, when you tried to teach it to Hastings, was very much, here's this, here's this, here's this, I'm going to kind of draw it, whatever. And then you kind of did it, and you kind of made some lines in the air, and it did something. But now you realize that didn't work, so now you're trying to, maybe you and Dan are having a back and forth. No, I don't understand. What does it mean? What does it do? The same sorts of shit you're talking about right now. And the most efficient way that you could explain it was in a language you can interpret in that was more malleable, maybe more functional, more, that's just how you were able to describe it. Now that doesn't mean fuck all that Captain Dan understood it, but I'm trying to think of the way to equate it. Think about almost,
it's
like
a medium that you know how to work in,
right? A philosophical argument. Somebody goes off on a rant and begins making conclusions and they stair step their way through it. It was a way for you to process the information. Maybe that just means it's how you are interpreting something that is uninterpretable. interpretable, or maybe there's something more to that fundamentally, mechanically, ideologically, religiously.
The world was built on less. So,
yes. So, no, I haven't actually let you try anything. You went out and bought a jar.
A reflective jar.
A reflective jar.
A reflective jar.
And a weird cube. So, yeah, if you want to go further, you can. I didn't want to put you anywhere, but I wanted to give you a role to, like, now you're thinking about it some more, and that's how you're able to begin to interpret it. And like I said, the four of you playing back and forth are just the arguments that the two characters are having, but discussing it.
So ask Olson, if you were thinking about this like a Faraday cage, how would you make it?
I think I think we're already there with the reflective surface, because the Faraday cage is about reflecting the signals back on itself.
Yeah, I think it's two parts, right? We know that what it's affected by in our realm is light.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What it's affected by elsewhere is this elder sign,
right?
Represented by this elder sign somehow.
Oh, right. Like the hypergeometry stuff is supposed to be like not from here. It's not. It's science that we don't have any way of perceiving how it works, right? What?
Nothing. Do either of your characters have unnatural? I don't think they do. Some of the characters do.
No.
I don't think Olsen nor.
Unnatural where?
Zero.
No, Hastings I know has it.
I believe it's Hastings and Landry have on them.
And Kasim.
Oh, really? And
you said a 10, both of them.
Yeah. What that means is that you've seen this shit in action before and have some understanding of it. The two characters currently having this conversation
don't. Fuck all what's going on. Yeah.
Right.
They have the explanation of this is what Sloan said it is.
Right, which is a good point to bring up, because hypergeometry
is not what Sloan said.
No, that's what Gwyn said.
Right. So something to consider as well. Is the Elder Sign what the program says it is?
Right. Or is it what Sloan says it is? And your understanding of it would be through Sloan's lens.
Correct.
Yes.
And the thing is that Sloan gave it to you as a tool, as a resource. The program treated it as a vector. I mean, it was in a fucking locked case that you had to memorize the code for.
Yeah.
So take that as you will. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Does it call these things? Does it banish these things? Does it harm these things? Is it a stop sign? Is it a go sign? Who fucking knows?
All I know is it's pretty much all we got. So
to your question.
Yeah, because you're Greek. Sucks.
Which question?
You're not wrong, but I rolled a 2, so I went up 1. Hey.
How would I use it to make a Faraday cage?
Yeah.
I love how you became like a New York Jew.
I would replicate
like what? Like what?
As much as I could.
You what?
I would replicate it as much as I could to encapsulate an enclosed space, and I would light the shit out of it.
Right. But I want to ask Olson that question to see if there's some kind of mechanical correlation between her craft and her SIGINT and her computer science or whatever. To maybe give you some kind of a boost on whatever skill you're about to roll.
Unless there's something that she's learned that I don't know about. Like, I can't translate its physical presence in our world to something digital.
Right. But there's something about... Sloan just kind of drew a vaguely star-shaped thing in the air with his finger. There's thinking about it not so much as a symbol, but a circuit, a signal, a three-dimensional shape, a diagram. It makes more sense to you that way. The way that the light flows in it, the way that the pattern... Because you feel something, right? Like, you feel something from you go into this.
Like it's being birthed.
But it makes sense to you conceptually as...
Not a two-dimensional thing.
It's not just something that you write down. It's more solid than that.
It's not like the fancy S that people did when they were in school in the 90s and then no one does now.
South side. Let's go.
Talking about that S.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about the one where you draw.
You do the shitty lines and it made the big weird looking S.
You draw. Yeah.
My name is Spencer, bro.
Yeah.
Of course. And this too.
But yeah, so I mean like, but thinking about it as a wiring diagram, thinking about it as a flow of electricity from positive to negative.
Part of a whole?
Huh?
Something as a part of a whole? As in something's missing?
No, more is drawing a complete circuit. A flow of electricity, a pathway from positive to negative.
A conduit.
Conduit's not a bad word. So yeah, thinking about it as a maybe not necessarily as a Faraday cage, but as a
state change. Something
flow of electricity. Yeah.
So the thing that gets the motherfucker from here into there. But then how do we keep the motherfucker when it's in there? How do we keep it in there?
Well, if it's a state change, we turn it on and then we turn it off. Mm. That's the only two options we got.
Yeah.
It's all ones and zeros, everybody.
It is all ones and zeros. That's all we got.
Yeah. I mean, but.
So what do you want to do?
We got to inscribe?
Let's do it. Got to have experimentation. We got to experiment. Inscribe. We got 8 characters. We can spare. Well, we can't spare Muriel.
We can't spare the only one of us that can do it.
Yeah. Come on, Captain Dan. Get on the list.
That's the whole point of what we're trying to do.
So the last time she did this, it kind of fizzled. So I want to try whatever I did last time, double as far as exertion wise.
Okay.
Let's hope this thing is exponential in growth instead of shut up. Oh, wait, sorry.
You see him just go like a lemon. His nose starts bleeding. Turns into fucking Captain Pike. He can only beep or beep beep. So what are you mechanically doing? Set the scene for me. Where are you guys at?
How big's the vase that we found?
How big do you want it to be? I mean, you bought it.
What do you guys think? Like,
I mean, something reasonable you'd be able to buy to market, right?
Yeah, so like flower pot size?
Yeah,
yeah, sure. And at the same time, sure. Not something that's going to weigh us down or make our lives harder. Yeah.
Okay. You have it like an urn.
Yes. Okay.
With a lid.
Sure.
That's reflective.
Sure. Got it.
Okay.
You are where? The two of you are where?
Probably back in the museum now, aren't we?
We had a location offsite.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So let's be there with the rest of the tablets then.
Yep.
Okay. And what are you doing?
On the original amphora, how was the elder sign inscribed?
In the lid.
Yeah.
Well, I know it was on the lid, but how? Was it engraved?
Was it carved or
was it painted?
I think it was carved. Let me look at the description again. And I think it was on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. He would need to see it.
I wonder if, this is a weird thought, but you know, when you look down inside of it, all you saw was black, right? But what if from the other side looking at it, all it did was like a focused light beam of energy generated essentially straight from that thing that's just cast out into the void?
So he couldn't approach the out.
I now want an Elder Sign Care Bear.
Yeah, me too. Just...
Yeah. Your hands on your hips, thrusting your gut out, but also, you know, just imagine your dick hanging in the wind as you thrust out.
Yeah.
Elder Sign.
All I saw was Kellen.
No, that's good. I think that's probably right.
Yeah. It's just a fucking spotlight.
So there was a bronze stopper, and on the inside of the stopper, it says, on the interior surface is a strange symbol that draws the eye. The quote is that Gwyn says, that glyph is a two-dimensional representation of a higher dimension mathematical construct. Our experience has demonstrated that it can damage or repel certain inhuman intelligences. This formula also disrupts manipulations of time-space. It makes sure that things that are outside all this stay that way. Other versions may exist. They are potent, but only if deployed properly. He talks about certain modes of mathematics that deal with higher dimensions. Hypergeometry can bypass physics, but there's a price, one we don't pay unless we're out of options. Sloan says, hypergeometry, it's magic, the real stuff. We call it the Elder Sign. It makes an excellent bar for a door, but a piss poor flakjack. And both agree that the sign on the stopper is why it could not escape.
So it just says inscribed. So that could literally be anything.
Yeah, because I don't know how bronze is soft, right?
Softish.
Yeah. He also said, said two-dimensional. So probably less likely.
Two-dimensional representation of a higher dimensional mathematical construct.
But it could have been painted. It could have been.
Yeah, my thoughts were drawn, painted. I would think maybe not etched.
We keep talking about the amphora like it's something special, like a genie's lamp or something. But we got to remember that it was initially placed by humans, by this cult. So at some point in its life, it had to be a regular amphora.
Right. But we don't know if there was some other magic done that turned it into something else.
Other than the Elder Sign.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we're gonna it couldn't have been right the Elder now. Sign because when you took the Elder Sign off of it
and we
looked inside of it, it was still empty space.
That's right. True. Question is, was something done to it to make it that way, or did the Father of War make it that way while he was in it?
Well, judging by the amount of shit that came out of it, he probably didn't make it that way while he was in it, because it would have had to have been in that state to contain the mass of shit that came out of it.
As operating by the laws of three-dimensional physics, yes.
Yeah.
And just to note, bronze is hard and brittle.
So we could crack it. Well, our thing's not bronze, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what you're doing.
How are we inscribing it?
We're waxing poetic about not making decisions.
Sharpie.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, that answers my question.
I was going to honestly, permanent. But rotary tool is the answer.
I don't got a Dremel.
Hey, I'm picking one.
Arc welder.
Ooh. Yes. Inscribing and light at the same time.
We all need welders. So you begin, I presume?
I begin.
And you want to put...
inside of the lid.
Sure.
Yeah. Just like the...
what you're going to call double, right?
Double effort. Yeah.
What you're going to call double? You like how he specifically said those words?
That's his interpretation. Jeff.
Yes.
Or Captain Dan.
Yep.
Roll sand.
Fail.
Okay.
This guy.
Hold that fail. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Probably needed to fail.
Daniel.
Shrivel into a husk and die.
I'm sucked in into this urn.
Flower pot. That's what I'm going to have.
I just see the guy in The Last Crusade after he drinks from the wrong cup.
Just you chosen poorly.
So he's talked about this, right? I'm going to steal something, but nobody else but Jeff will know about it. It's fine. It's artistic license. So Mary Olson sort of sits. She's got this in front of her. She breathes. She picks up the Sharpie, right? And Captain Dan watches, and it's almost like you begin to see her perspire, and she puts the Sharpie down to this lid, right? And you see her hand is almost hovering over it and kind of moving, like she's making a repetitive motion. She's making a circuit, but the marker hasn't touched the surface yet. It's a struggle. It's like she's fighting to force the Sharpie, as if there's something in her that's fighting putting the Sharpie down, or something holding her hand back, but she's physically trembling, trying to put this Sharpie on top of it. D100 roll.
63.
Okay. And there's a struggle, and it's fighting, and she her breathing intensifies. She's beginning to you can tell the respiration is picking up. You feel like her heart is beating out of her chest. If this were a movie, you would begin to hear the drums and the low bass picking up, you know, as a rapid heartbeat. And then you see the Sharpie strike the surface with concerted effort. Again, it's like she's pushing. The only thing that I can compare it to, it's like she's
opposite magnets.
Yeah, opposite magnets is actually a good one too. But to me, it's unlike opposite magnets. It's not that the things don't want to go together. It's like she can't. What do you want to say? The opposite of lift. She can't push down the Sharpie to the surface. I think about bench pressing, right? You the bar doesn't want to move, and like you see the panic in her face because it's like a loaded gun. It's a pat charge. It's mm-hmm. gotta go. It's not going, and that's kind of the panic that's resonating in her. It's got to go. And finally, once with supreme effort, that Sharpie hits. It's like this whole time it feels like a storm is rolling in, and you can feel the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And then it's like as the pen touches, it's as if the room is a thunderclap, and you feel something surge. Mary's hand, it's like all of a sudden her hand was going, I think of Interstellar, that lovely scene I quote quite often, where the planet is moving and the ship's moving up, but it's stationary, and then he flips to match the rotation of the ship, and the whole it's like your stomach just drops at that moment. So suddenly this whole fight of I can't get to the pen, to the surface, I can't get it, she strikes it, and it's like everything suddenly clicks back into place, and she's scribbling all over this fucking thing like a toddler, like all the motion just keeps going, and she can't stop, and she screams and just falls back out of the chair and just lays on the floor and begins to twitch. Sand for you. D4.
It was
one.
Good for you. I'll have you roll sand again.
Pass.
Oh, you lucky shit. You lose 6 sand. Oh. As Mary collapses to the floor, almost like she's having a seizure.
That is past my breakpoint.
Excellent. So we can deal with that. Ironically, Captain Dan, you got it. You can do this. 100%. You're not doing it at
Captain
all.
Dan.
Here, bite on this twig, lady.
Yeah.
Because you're having
what the fuck's
seizure.
The matter with you?
It's a grenade. Pull the pin, man.
frothing at the mouth, screaming. Loss of 2 willpower, by the way.
No.
No, sorry.
It would be 4. I lost 2 the last time.
Oh, no. I read the wrong thing. cost of 2 pow.
Oh, shit.
2 pow. Okay.
Which is not willpower.
Oh, shit.
Like permanently or?
Yeah.
That's one of those major statistics.
That's on the left side, Cody.
Wait, what?
Yes, one of his stats went down by 2 points.
We were not informed of this.
Okay, good.
Make me, I don't know if this is in the game. Fuck it. I'm pretty sure this is from Call of Cthulhu, but it's not like I play by the rules anyway. Make me, because I love this rule. It's definitely Call of Cthulhu. Make me int by five.
If Cody loves
it's such
it,
a cool
it,
rule, isn't it?
No,
if I, Cody it is, loves it, it's terrible.
Jeff knows what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's a fail. 95 over 75.
Okay. I don't know what I want to do with that yet. Jeff, would you like to do something as she's having a seizure on the floor?
Yeah. He'll try and help. He hasn't got any skills for it, but
at least find me that damn twig.
Yeah. Your research assistant comes running into the room.
Oh, are you okay?
She's at the museum. We're offsite.
I thought she was at the offsite place.
No, she's at the museum.
All right. Well, he can just sit there and convulse for a while.
Cody really just wants us to kill the research assistant.
No, I want to get her involved. You guys brought her into the story. She's got to show the fuck up sooner or later.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to help. I've got first aid at 10.
Roll the motherfucking dice. It.
Heavy weapons.
Slap. Slap.
Take your belt off. Put it between your teeth.
Yeah.
What was that? It was the fucking the Christmas one we did where we kept joking about slapping women. Like, here's your opportunity, Jeff. you were rolling psychotherapy on her. Shut up. That was a joke. Yeah. Oh, damn it. I saw this in a movie once, I think is what I said. Bogey did it. Anyway, she stops frothing at the mouth eventually.
Okay, yeah. He's trying to like pat her on the shoulder and console her, but he has no idea what to do.
Because that's fun.
By the way, when your pal goes down, you have to reset your sand.
Correct.
Because your sand goes off your POW.
So your sand now goes down exponentially lower.
Now technically he's already under his new max because his sand would go from his POW went from 13 to 11, which takes his by 5 from 65 to 55.
Correct.
So now your max sand can be 55.
Okay.
Now you're already underneath, you're at 50, right?
Correct.
I'm at 50. You need to mark out your 65 max or 60 or whatever it is.
Well, my max was 99.
Well, he's saying that the highest you could be would be by 5.
So it would be 55 instead of 60 now.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And your new breaking point is your current sand minus your POW, your new POW.
Correct.
My current sand is 50 minus my sand.
Minus your POW.
Minus my POW. So
your new breaking point's 39.
Okay, wasn't that fun? So breaking point, is it what, a table that we roll on?
Or? I'm looking at it now to try and decide.
Oh, okay.
Usually when you...
No. That means it's worse than he thought.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we're going with that one. Yeah, why not?
Now you have a fear of the Elder Sun?
Jesus.
Well, aren't breaking points normally like fight, flight, or freeze, or is that a certain amount and then one go?
That is if you lose one in one go. Breaking points are now...
disorders?
Yeah. So now she has a disorder, which, when subjected to applicable triggers, comes up and can cause subsequent sand losses.
Do I have an innate fear of flower pots now?
No, I'm actually going to go with...
obsession.
Yes, we are. very specifically, megalomania. So just for Mary's character, to explain Mary's situation for the audience and for the podcast. Now, whether or not this comes up in the game will remain to be seen. That was totally worth it because your fundamental understanding of the laws of physics and magic and the concept of reality, of God, of everything just dramatically shifted. It was like that. It was like a powder keg. It was so much raw power that you pulled seemingly out of nowhere for very little cost and could put it down and could put it. Yeah, maybe it didn't work, but you didn't do it quite right. Like, you just need to find the right text.
I can do it better.
Absolutely. 100%. You could be a fucking god. I mean, easily. Like, what? It took a little bit from you. But you know what really makes a lot of sense?
What's her disorders already?
Using someone else.
That's brilliant. You know, like, this was a little spark, but if you could get like 12 volunteers, 15 volunteers.
We've already got one.
Like, shit, you could just put this on fucking little boy or fat man, just drop it on Mosul. Why not? You put on a quarter, drop it from a helicopter, because you realize it's not about the size. It's about the power. What you were doing is so exponentially bigger and more powerful compared to twiddling your fingers in the air that if you could harness that, if you could route the electric poles,
that's why they needed a cult.
If you could, like,
welcome to the game.
Now, because that's her disorder, when these subjects come up, that's going to be her character impetus. And you can look up disorders, but basically she's going to have to roll sand and, like, it will trigger. That's sort of a major motivating factor for her. Mary would not obviously tell this to other people because she's got the revelation. And I think it's fun to share with you all because I think you all realize that you all are rolling personal sand checks, which is just as much fun to me as rolling sand checks in the game. But yeah, no, you're megalomaniacal at this point. Like, oh, fuck yeah. I licked the 9-volt battery. I stuck my finger in the outlet. It was great. Let's do it again.
No, let's
do it again. God in training right here.
Yeah. No, let's do it again. Let's do it bigger, baby. Let's go. Go big or go home.
That's
dropping
perfect.
Dropping that one tab of acid, which is great. What happens if we drop about 6?
I think that's perfect for Mary, because you know what? She's burned everything that she has in this reality.
No,
and
it's
now
true.
She is ready to step through that door.
Oh, shit. She has no bonds?
Yes.
Nope. Damn,
yeah,
girl.
Part of her. She's got ailments.
She has completely burned herself with everybody.
In terms of Captain Dan,
yes,
it makes sense. You don't know how, because that was a shit fucking explanation. She literally scribbled like a goddamn child, screamed and had a seizure.
Uh-huh.
You think you can do it? Like right now, you could just lick your finger, trace it in the fucking air like you're, I don't know, goddamn Merlin, and bam, it would happen. You could do it right the second. You know it. You got it. 100%. You don't know what the fuck that was. And you don't understand it. It's like you learned. It's like you learned by watching someone say, hey, do this. And then they got horribly injured. And you're like, yeah, I learned the wrong way to do it. Like, so you're not quite sure because you haven't done it personally. But it makes sense now. The Elder Sign makes sense. You could do it. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
That ain't the way to have fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast, Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. What it is, I don't wanna see no more.